It's time for What's New, the show that features the latest developments in the software industry that are driving innovation today. What's New is on the air right now.
Hello. So today I have Kevin Smith, Director of Software Development at Datatel. Datatel is an ISV in the DC area. Kevin, can you please introduce yourself for our viewers?
Sure. Well, certainly thanks for having me here, Ashish. My name is Kevin Smith. I'm the Director of Software Development here at Datatel. Datatel is located just outside of DC. We are a ISV that is focused on higher education. So our core business is really serving the higher education community in North America. We have a whole series of products that are really focused about the strategic academic enterprise. And so what that means is covering the entire spectrum of what goes on at a college campus. So if you think of all the activities from when you're first a student to registering for your classes, to getting campus housing, to getting financial aid, to working all the way through to your degrees, and then even afterwards into your alumni, we cover that full spectrum. And so we have a whole series of products called the Active Campus Enterprise, which really help wrap that whole experience that you have on the college campus together. We have about 500 institutions in North America that are currently using our products, and so that just kind of gives you a little idea about who we are and what we do.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And one of the things that is very attractive is that you're leveraging Microsoft Stack, you know, in different places.
Sure.
So what pieces of Microsoft technology tools, you know, server products are you using?
Sure, I can talk a little bit. So from the Microsoft Stack, we leverage many pieces throughout our actually application stack. If we kind of walk from the bottom, we do support Microsoft SQL Server 2008 as one of our database platforms. And then all the way through the application stack, we started to leverage some of the newer technologies coming from Microsoft. So, for example, we're using SharePoint 2007. Last year, we released an offering called the Active Campus Portal, and that's been very widely received by our clients. So that is really, if you're a student or a faculty member on campus, that is your portal, your window into the institution, and that is sitting on top of SharePoint 2007. Of course, leverages all kinds of other back office offerings such as Active Directory, the various security stacks underneath that. And then the more exciting piece is we're starting to leverage some of the new interface technology such as Microsoft Silverlight as well.
So on the portal side, you know, it's built on Moz, and I remember we actually started talking about, you know, a year or two back, and you leverage Microsoft technologies. And how is that experience of working together with Microsoft, you know, jumping on a new technology which we had just released, and how has Microsoft helped you, you know, in achieving your goals from a partnership perspective, from a tools perspective? How has that experience been for you?
It's been great. I think you and I have talked about this a number of times. You know, one of the tricky things as two software companies working together is how to connect the dots, how to connect the people so that you get the right developers talking to the right developers on each side. And it's probably even more important in some of these technologies, which are brand new to both of us. So things like SharePoint, you know, we got started with SharePoint very early. We started with SharePoint 2003, and then we started to migrate over to SharePoint 2007. When you're in the early phases of development, it's important to have that relationship. And that's one of the things that's been really beneficial for us, is to have those kind of contacts. So for example, I can talk with you or other folks at Microsoft and really get our two technical teams tied very closely together. And so instead of having this kind of arm's distance relationship, why don't you go call tech support if you have a problem, you know, we have a much tighter relationship where we actually have people working together on both sides as we build out our roadmap. And I think that's probably been the most successful part of it, is getting the right people to talk together.
Yeah, and one of the things that is going on currently actually is you are at MTC for a performance lab that you're trying to prove that Moz can actually scale to a couple of thousands of users,
right,
in the portal. So that is great. Now, the other thing you had mentioned is looking into the new user experience technologies, and I know that you've been working with Silverlight. So how is that working out for you?
Right. Well, Silverlight has been great. We've been involved in Silverlight since the 1.0 release, and then we went through the 2.0, and now continuing on with the next release. One of the real exciting things we see with Silverlight is the ability to really break all the typical boundaries about application development, and especially user experience or user interface development. Typically applications are thought to be either inside a web browser or inside a client server, and you have certain limitations you can do. Silverlight has really been able to break a lot of those limitations, and what we are able to do is build some really exciting applications with some things that really haven't been possible before. You know, the kinds of really great shading and three-dimensional opportunities that we can do with Silverlight just aren't there in many development kits. And so one of the really nice things that we were involved in is the TAP program, the Technology Adapter, and that allowed us to get access to the Microsoft development team, to actually folks that were involved at Microsoft on the front lines as we were trying to develop technology. So instead of kind of waiting for that to come out and get into beta, we were in right with the early alpha builds and right with the beta builds. And so it really helped us sync our product development schedules up very closely.
Yeah, and in fact, you actually participated in the Silverlight 2.0 TAP, right?
Yes.
And got all those access to bits and then the help from the product team.
Right.
And right now you are in the Silverlight 3.0 TAP, right? So looking at the newer things and then the other good thing which actually we wrapped up today is the Frontline program. So
right.
So we have this program where we call it Frontline, where the product team actually sends one of their qualified engineers or managers to a partner site and they work together. You know, for partner, it's validation of what they have been doing. For Microsoft, it's learning back how the technology is used in the field with partners.
Right.
So we wrapped it up today. How was that experience for you?
Frontline was great. I certainly can't thank Microsoft enough for being involved in the Frontline. This was our first experience with Frontline. Again, it's all about connecting the right people. In this case, we had Mark Alcazar, who's one of the managers directly involved with Silverlight up in Redmond, spend a few days with us here in Fairfax. And, you know, obviously having someone like that right on site that I could plug in directly with our development team, with our testing team, was huge. You know, it's really, I think, rare that you get the opportunity to work directly at that level with someone. And I know, you know, just talking with our developers as we wrapped up today, they were just ecstatic with the ability to talk to someone like that. And, you know, we went through all the way from an architectural overview to, you know, whiteboarding various things that we want to do both now and in the future. And, you know, he was able to participate in all those discussions. And obviously, even useful for Microsoft as well, because we shared, this is the direction we want to go. Can you help us vet that, you know, this is also what you're looking at? And certainly, I think it was very beneficial for both of us.
Yeah, and Mark actually did mention that it was a great learning for him as well, because as a product manager, you know, he's running the CLR team, and he doesn't get much visibility how his product is being used at a partner and
right.
what an ISV is doing. So he actually told me yesterday a couple of things that came out of the discussion actually would help him to drive the direction of the product in future. So that you know, in fact, we should be thanking ISVs like Datatel who help us direct our product in a certain direction what is needed in the marketplace.
Sure.
So that has been very good. I'm so glad that you actually are getting benefits from this Microsoft relationship, and it has been a great partnership from my side. Any last thoughts that you want to share with our viewers?
No, I would just say that certainly if you are involved in Microsoft technology and you are, you know, a partner that's working very closely with them, investigate these opportunities because they're out there. And again, I can't say enough about being involved with the TAP programs, being involved with the Frontline programs, and really getting your development staff hooked in, working step by step with a partner like Microsoft for us has been a huge advantage. And so I would recommend it to anyone.
Well, great. Thank you very much, Kevin,
Absolutely.
For your kind words. And we will get another opportunity to look at your final product in coming months.
That's
and
right.
hope our viewers can also get a peek at it.
All right.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Ashish.